This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. If you read the national newspapers, you like the cartoons, and I know a lot of people do, the name Michael Lunig is probably familiar. Many readers just know him as Lunig, L-E-U-N-I-G. They love his cartoon characters. He also paints and writes and is now one of Australia's living treasures. There's something quite profound about the things he writes, about life, disappointments in life. He makes you think about the deeper issues. In January 2016, Michael was working on his farm in Victoria one day, and he got into an underground bushfire shelter. There must have been fires around. Suddenly, the steel trapdoor fell on his head. He didn't notice much damage at that time, but it was a critical incident because 4 weeks later, Michael had a seizure, was rushed to hospital and had bleeding on the brain. And this was a serious thing that happened. He recovered. He did have some minor damage. He was okay. But he said to his friends, there's a bit of an epiphany in a near-death thing like this. He said, it caused upheaval in my life. My values have altered. I still want to go to work and paint and write. You know, he said, blessings come in strange ways. Now, I find that comment from someone who knows what they're doing quite interesting. Blessings come in strange ways. Have you ever had that feeling? He wasn't expecting to have surgery on his bleeding brain. But of course, then again, accidents happen to anyone. And I want to say today that life is more than just a series of experiences. It is the people we meet along the way. It makes life interesting. And, you know, we can find out about lessons anyway, even when some terrible things happen. The blessings of life come in the most surprising, unexpected ways. C.S. Lewis, I think, was right when he said, when we lose one blessing, another is often just unexpectedly given in its place. And if you're a Christian, you would know that that's how God loves to work. He doesn't always give us what we want, but you know, he always gives us what we need. There's a big difference. And our loss may end up being great pain, as it was for Michael Lunig in hospital. And our request may end up, I want to be better than this. And whatever it is, whatever we pray for, it could be a blessing because God knows what he's doing. We can trust him infinitely more than we can trust ourselves. Blessed. Now, that word is a Christian word. It's a spiritual word. It actually comes from the Bible. People might talk about the blessings that they have in their lives. But a Christian has a different emphasis. Only the child of God knows what it is to be blessed in that true sense. It's worth noting that Jesus both began his ministry and ended his ministry by blessing people. Why did he do it? What does it mean to be blessed? Well, the word blessed that Jesus used in the Sermon on the Mount is from the Greek word makarios, M-A-K-A-R-I-O-S, which means to be happy or blissful. But it also means a self-contained happiness. The Greeks actually called the island of Cyprus the Happy Isle, and they believed that because of where it was geographically, or where it is geographically located. Got a wonderful climate, fertile soil, and so they used to say that anyone who lived on Cyprus had made it in the shade. And the term they associated with that island was blessed. They believed everything you needed to be happy was right there on the island. Well, we can't all move to a delightful island like Cyprus, but the idea of being happy, it's self-contained. It means that regardless of what's happening to us externally, we can be happy inside. We can be blessed. God's blessing, as Michael Lunig says, come in strange ways. We can be genuinely blessed as followers of Jesus. The blessings of life, no matter how big or small, they're there. And every day, today is a blessing, if you could see it that way. And the Bible tells me in Ephesians 1, praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ for the spiritual blessings that Christ has brought us from heaven. There it is, that word. And God has poured out his blessings on us. Heavenly Father, thank you that you do bless us in so many multitudes of ways. Help us to be aware of that today. Amen.